A video is going viral of a Tennessee high school student pepper spraying her teacher because he took her phone. Let's talk about it. Young Apollo with the butter. Guys, before we get into this viral video, please like and subscribe. We want as many people to find this channel as possible, and sometimes it's just to see some crazy stuff go down. This is one of those days. Here's a video out of a Tennessee high school in Antioch of a young girl pepper spraying her teacher because he took her phone from her.
Over the phone is crazy.
I need my phone. I need my phone.
Look at this thing.
I need my phone.
Pepper spray.
Okay, give me my phone.
The video opens with him saying, "She just pepper sprayed me," meaning this girl pepper sprayed him twice.
Oops. I did it again.
It's absolutely insane. Why anybody would want to be a teacher in a school like this blows my mind, and I think it's going to be a problem that we continue to see. Do you guys remember that video of the 17-year-old literally beating his teacher to the ground because, what, she took his Nintendo Switch? That one went viral, what, a few months ago? Now we have this video of a young girl pepper spraying her teacher over, I'm guessing, an iPhone. Out of New York Post, it says that apparently the teacher confiscated the phone because she was texting and Googling answers for her schoolwork. And this was according to a Reddit user who was apparently familiar with the situation that went down here. First of all, the audacity to do this to a teacher. But I'm hearing more and more firsthand accounts from teachers, educators, administrators in schools saying students just don't know how to behave. They don't care to behave. They are just throwing disrespect at their educators. And these are people who, quite frankly, in my opinion, are often doing underpaid work to show up to these schools and help these children better their lives. And this is the thanks that they get.
No, ma'am.
And I think it goes a little bit deeper than this, because we saw the 17-year-old over the Nintendo Switch. We saw this video of this young girl pepper spraying over her phone. We're hearing all about students who are getting their technology confiscated. They're throwing fits over it.
No!
They don't know how to be in school for, what, I don't know, 5 to 8 hour days without being constantly inundated with technology and TikTok or Googling answers and cheating. All these different things are major problems within our education systems, and particularly within public schools. And I hadn't really heard this articulated until I saw this TikTok video recently of a young woman talking about problems in public education. Let's watch.
Things in public education are pretty bad right now. Kids are having more behaviors than I've ever seen before, and then we're also having a mass exodus of teachers. So in places where you need a lot of support, we have less than we've ever had. And lots of people have been blaming it on the pandemic, and I think it's a symptom of a bigger issue. I'm a speech therapist, and a few years back, I had a student who was very violent, which is not uncommon in the type of classrooms that I work in. A lot of kids have behaviors. A lot of kids are going to need support to work through some big emotions. This kid was hospitalizing people. This kid was injuring staff and other kids. And 99% of the time, it always came back to the same thing. And that was transitioning from any kind of technology, like the Chromebook, to any other activity. And so we started having all these meetings to try to find a solution. We brought in behavior specialists and autism consultants. We made a behavior plan, positive reinforcement, negative reinforcement, sensory breaks, access to sensory tool, you name it, we were trying. But the second he needed to be off any kind of technology, everything broke down and people got injured. But one of these meetings, I was talking to the parent and I just said, "How much screen time does he get at the house?" And the parent said, "I'm not sure." The parent said he has his own tablet that goes wherever he goes. He can put it down whenever he wants to. There are times when I know he's not using it, like when he's sleeping and when he takes a shower. Let's read between the lines there.
Think about how many children that describes who are constantly looking at a screen. All of their core memories is like, look what he's doing. Oh my gosh. And parents filming them all the time and posting them on TikTok. Or he's wanting to play around with toys or maybe run around and do something. And the parents go, "Oh, shh, here's a tablet." How many kids does that describe in this modern day and age? a lot of children. And she mentions the pandemic, which is also another big thing. Kids have been staying home, working from home for their schooling, or maybe not even paying attention to school at all and not developing. And suddenly they're back in a classroom where they have a regimen that they're supposed to follow each day and a person who's standing directly in front of them telling them what to do. And I imagine that's going to lead to a lot of behavioral issues. So I'm not saying it's a one-note issue and it's simply technology that is causing this. It's a multifaceted problem, but it's hard to believe that technology is not one of the major drivers. Now, let's hear the analogy that she comes up with here, because I think it is the perfect explanation for what's happening right now with children.
This kid gets unlimited access to screens while they're not at school. And we know now that screen time is a drug. Research is undeniable. It's not debatable. It's a drug. It releases dopamine hits to your brain, just like a drug, and you need more and more of it to get the same effect, just like a drug. So what we were doing at school with this kid is we were trying to take someone who has 24/7 access to a drug and give it to him in little drips and drabs here and there, and expecting him to be okay with that. What I wish I could say in these meetings, and what I wish I could say to a lot of parents, is these meetings are a waste of time. It doesn't matter if we had a full staff of behavior specialists to follow your kid around all day. We are putting a Band-Aid on a gushing wound. We are asking a full-blown addict to be okay with small amounts of their drug when we decide, when they have full-blown access the 16 hours a day they're not at school. What I would also say is I'm not willing to get injured because of your lack of limit. If you're not willing to moderate his usage at all, why don't we just hand him an iPad and call a spade at school? Screen time is ruining our kids. And I don't know a single educator who wouldn't agree with that.
Like I said, perfectly articulated. You're essentially taking all of these young kids, and it's not just the little ones, it's clearly the ones who are in high school like we saw in those two violent videos, and you're going, I'm gonna place you in rehab for 8 hours a day, right? But you're gonna get released at the end of the day from rehab, and we're just gonna hand you the drug back. Imagine doing that with an alcoholic or somebody who's addicted to fentanyl or pills or something like that, and just giving them an 8-hour period of complete withdrawal from their drug of choice and then giving it back to them when they're out of your facility. That's what's happening to young kids right now. What a lot of parents are doing is saying, you know what, my convenience is more important than my child's mind. And if my child is running around and doing things and being a kid, I need to stop them with this thing for the sake of my own, I don't know, sanity, for the sake of my own comfort, and for the sake of not having to deal with a little kid who I'm not on the same wavelength as. And while it might feel good to get a little bit of peace and quiet and to have your kid satiated with technology for a little bit, it comes back to bite you, and it's going to come back in one of the most important parts of their lives, which is their education. So we can't just throw this by the wayside for the sake of our own comfort and our own convenience while kids are hurt like this. And what's even crazier as we talk about people who are allowing this to happen is looking at the comments of people who are essentially enablers in this sort of activity. If you look in the comments of the video of the girl pepper spraying her teacher, somebody says, just give her the phone. You ain't nothing but a substitute, my guy. There are more people saying, deserved it. I don't care. Laughing my ass off. And then there's others saying the girl was wrong for pepper spraying, but the teacher should have just gave her the phone back. It's never been that damn serious. So you got a bunch of people, and there's more, right? There's more here of people justifying and saying, oh, well, that's just unfortunate. Just allowing this to happen and saying, you know, just give the phone back. Just give the drugs back to the kids. How serious could it possibly be? Very, very serious. It is crazy for me to think about what this next generation of children looks like as they grow up and develop, or, you know, don't develop at all because they've been completely inundated with technology. What a frightful thing to think about when this is what we're seeing out of high school students and middle schoolers and even young children in preschool and kindergarten who are acting like this when having technology taken away from them. Scary stuff. And you know what? I'll end this with a little call to action, and not just for parents, but for everybody. Limit your time on screens and allow yourself to truly be in the real world, living your life. You will not regret it. It will be so much better for your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, whatever it is that you believe in. It will be better that you truly live and are present in the real world. For parents who have children, try your best to keep them away and allow them to actually have a childhood, because it's going to come to benefit them far in the future. And for teachers who are dealing with this right now, I sympathize with you. And if you are brave and courageous enough to stay in this profession and to keep trying to work with these children, I commend you. But I also understand why there's a mass exodus in education right now, because the pay is simply not worth getting pepper sprayed in the face by a teenager. Leave your thoughts in the comments down below. As always, we encourage healthy debate, although I'm not sure how you can debate this subject matter in particular. It is evident to me that this is a problem, and it will continue to be a problem until we collectively decide to do something about this next generation that is growing up and going to school. But let me know your thoughts. As always, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we post a video for you guys, which is every single day. See you next time.